whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Rob Long earlier today with us from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He seemed to sort of agree with the notion that the Ravens did a good thing by keeping that video up where it's about Lamar's new cologne, I guess. But in the background, you hear people saying, yeah, it smells soft, smell like George Pickens, something like that, Bob, correct?
They had to have heard it. I mean, the people who run the social media, and they chose to put it out regardless. And his situation is that they maintain that that's fine. They're going to put it out there because they believe he is a, quote, easy target.
Yeah, and I can't blame them for that, for believing
backfire.
That, but it could backfire. It could. Pickens is capable of having a big game. Like Rob, you know, he didn't acknowledge that Pickens has already beaten the Ravens once, and that was last year on a nice throw from Kenny Pickett, I might add. Remember that play, Bob?
Totally.
41 yards, was it? Down the right sideline?
Down the right side. He's capable. And if he just internalizes all of this instead of lashes out or takes it out, you know, he needs to understand to control his feelings instead of letting them in the middle of the game start yelling at fans. I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous.
You can't do that. And you will be looked at as a soft mark if that continues. You can't do it like that.
Yeah. Teams are getting to him. And the Ravens are trying it pretty early in the week here, apparently. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
How about the Limitless Wonder going to the Orange Bowl, Bob? He's leaving tomorrow. Are you going to be in tomorrow?
I'm not, no. I'm flying out early in the morning.
Holy bird milk.
He has a connection, so he only has a short window to get to that next flight, and then you'll be down there in beautiful Miami.
It'll be not 80 degrees, but about 65, 70 degrees,
before
and 60 degrees at kickoff.
What are you going to do in the day that you're not – this is not a game day, so you're going to go to the beach?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're not entirely sure yet, so
– I'm going to give you a restaurant to go to that you need to go to.
Okay.
It's called Prime Italian.
Okay.
It's very expensive. You're young. You make a lot of money. You have nobody who depends on you right now but you. Go to Prime Italian.
Go to Prime Italian.
Prime Italian.
Ask for Lorenzo.
Yes. Ask for Lorenzo. Say, Bob Papiani
sent
me. If
he's still there, I haven't talked to him in a while, but if he's still there.
It's me, my dad, my uncle, my two sisters.
Well, then your dad should pay.
Possibly. It's a lot of expenses that are being racked up, but I'm pumped for this.
Your dad will love it. If he loves Italian food, go there.
He does.
But you better make a reservation today.
This is going to
be too late.
Really fun.
Joe, you like restaurants, right?
When you go on the road? I'm looking at the menu at Prime Italian right now. I'm not so sure that Limits can afford this, Bob, but.
Hey, you live once. You're in Miami for a big game. Go and do what you got to do.
It's on the Papiani meal plan. Is it the
same?
They
have a sister station called Prime 112.
Yeah.
It's right next door. It's a steak place, and it's a really good place, too.
I think, Joe, maybe Jim Nance should fit the bill for this. Next time we go to eat.
Last thing is predictions on the guess what? I'm going to the Penguins game tonight, Bob.
Well, I'll be there for a little bit. You going to the press box or you going to go just to go?
No, I'm going with Donnie, a guy named Donnie from Winango Country Club.
Oh, by the way, our contact at Greg from Oakmont doubled down on playing this year. So early in the season, we have to do it, though. So you
playing on the range or the course?
No, the course.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Before the Open?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, before they shut the place down.
Holy horse milk. Yes, to any time, even if we have to call in sick and make limits to the show.
By the time you walk up 18, you will be walking as if you're in the Bataan Death March. You'll be just walking with your tongue hanging out, wondering, I need a beer. Let's
go.
No,
I won't. And Bob, you have to walk the course, Bob?
Yes.
Remember Kyle from... That from the golf course that reached out to us
Kyle.
When we did the show. He reached out to me.
Okay, good.
I forgot. I have his info.
You have his info, good.
We're going to get to play another course?
We're going to get to play a course, and there's a dinner waiting for us.
And I met a guy from Allegheny Country Club.
Well, Allegheny's beautiful, and they have such a great staff there, led by John Aber, who's been there for years. Terrific.
Our lives are all in front of us, Bob.
Yeah, that's at Grandview Golf Club,
correct.
Right? So Kyle said we'll go play and have dinner with him.
Sounds delicious. Thank you, Bob.
All right, guys, this is the way to end a show with a bunch of meal plans.
Wonderful.
Prime Italian.
One,
tell me what it goes. I want to see pictures.
I'll make sure
have
that I
nice
save
trip.
All my money.
Have a good trip, Limits.
Thank you.
Bye.